All right, let's open the door and welcome into the studios our sports psychologist, Dr. Carlton Maxwell from the University of Texas at Dallas, where he teaches psychology. He's also the author of over 4,000 books. Good morning, Dr. Maxwell.
Good morning, George. Good morning, Craig.
Good to see you.
Good to see you guys. It certainly is.
Oh, a little bit of coffee for you.
Oh, yes, have to have my morning Joe.
Why don't you have it before you go on the air?
Have it then, too, but I'd like to have a cup of coffee. Is that a big problem with you?
No, I guess not. Not a big problem.
He's got to...
He's got to get Joe inside him.
That's right.
So that he can have a decent day.
Yes. Okay. In a manner of speaking, yes,
morning
it
coffee,
is true.
Yeah.
Yes.
Right.
Yes.
Get a little Joe swimming around in the tummy.
Dr. Maxwell, we wanted to have you in to talk about the psychology of getting to the Super Bowl and the psychology of just missing out.
I'm so happy that you're asking me about this. I am going to the Super Bowl again.
Again?
That's right.
I've seen that celebration before. Somewhere.
I've been to every Super Bowl since 1992. Can you believe it?
That's longer than we've been
going. It's a great run.
I knew it. My favorite sports are football and figure skating.
Football and figure skating.
Oh, my goodness. I love football.
Do you?
Love tight ends.
Mm-hmm.
I love Whitten is my favorite cowboy.
Okay.
I love Whitten. Mm-hmm. And Tony Gonzalez. You ever heard of him?
Sure.
Tony Gonzalez.
I didn't get any of that. What did you say?
Yes, tight end. That's my favorite position.
Okay.
And did you guys get a chance to see any of yesterday's games?
Any of yesterday's games?
Well,
yes.
We saw both. Yes.
I love come from behind moments. And we get that in that Green Bay game.
Sure enough. Great comeback.
Oh, my goodness.
Two scores in 40 seconds.
Oh, my goodness. It was so good. And as a former football player myself,
who
did you play for?
Wait a minute. You're a former football player.
Yes. Why is it so surprising?
For who?
For my junior high, my high school. I played center.
Did you really?
Yes. Yes, and I had a real passion for it.
Okay.
I wasn't that strong of a player, but I...
But you played.
I tried to be a walk-on in college.
Didn't work.
They just weren't a lot of 130-pound centers.
Yeah, you're not built like a college center.
No.
High school did you go to, by the way?
Susan B. Anthony.
Susan B. Anthony. Okay. I'm not sure where that is. Where exactly did you go to college, too?
Oh, George, there would be a little place called FU. I don't know if you've heard of it.
That's where he got his PhD.
Thank you. That's right.
Furman, I guess, yeah.
Right. So I brought in some books for you guys.
Some what?
Some books,
books
for you guys.
Some
I wanted
books.
To see if you wanted to see them. I know that both of you guys love books. And I figured you'd love this one. This one is...
His books are always so timely. It's
I
amazing.
Love this. This one's called Finish the Fight by Michael Irvin.
Oh, okay.
Yeah,
he was big on that.
It's in all caps and has tons of exclamation points in it. And it's 3 pages long.
Oh, that's all?
Just 3 pages?
Yes, but he wrote it himself.
Okay.
So, also, I have this one here. This one is it's an interesting one. It's called Keeping Up with the Joneses, My Life of Bombing the Owner's Suite Bathroom by Chris Christie. Illustrations by Gary Trudeau and Claudel Washington.
Well, now that's interesting.
That's kind of...
That's really interesting.
Interesting there. And I actually have a lot of books. It's very fortuitous.
It's what?
Very fortuitous.
I'm sorry, what?
Very fortuitous.
Yeah.
Fortuitous.
Fortuitous.
Okay, gotcha.
Yes, that that these teams are going to the Super Bowl.
The what?
These teams are going to the Super Bowl because because I have some written by some of these players that you saw yesterday.
Oh, timely.
Yes. Here's one by Russell Wilson. It's his autobiography.
Mm-hmm.
And I think this is such perfect timing now. Oh, my goodness, I'm so lucky that this is coming out right at this moment.
You are speaking a foreign language.
It's his autobiography. It's called, as you can see on the cover, Boo Hoo Hoo, Boo Hoo Hoo, Boo Hoo.
Oh, come on.
Did
and he
approve?
Had that written before yesterday's game.
Yes, that is correct.
And he approved that title.
Yes, wow. And it was written about 7 months ago. Again, this is a good one here. This is called Nobody Believed in Us by Doug Baldwin and every other NFL football player who ever won a big game.
I'll read that.
Yes, and it's co-authored by the International Association of Ghosts. Nobody believed in us. And then this one is, I know you've heard of this gentleman, because he is a star quarterback. Yes. It's called WTF, My Account of Last Night's Game by Aaron Rodgers.
Man, that was quick.
Yes, it was a quick turnaround in there. And this one, look at this. Oh, George, this one would be good for you. This is called the... Not since the Clinton administration have I seen something blown that badly by Brian Bostic.
Or is it Brandon? I don't
know. Oh, sorry.
Or
Brandon.
Brian? I don't know.
Yeah, I think it's Brian, isn't it?
Maybe his brother.
Yeah. I don't know. Which one is it?
Brandon.
That's what he said, isn't it? I don't know.
Well, that sounds like an interesting
here,
read.
This one here is interesting, too, because it's the companion volume. And it's called Ball Bouncing Off My Face, The Similarities Between My Title Game Mess Up and Elton John's Honeymoon by Brandon Buster.
And you would know plenty about both.
What?
Well, you're about a big Elton John fan,
yes,
right.
Yes, and then this one here, I think this is going to be an inspiration read for little people because... because this is called Coaching in the NFL While Looking Like a Troll by Mike McCarthy.
Coaching.
That's what I thought. Yeah.
What did
coaching.
You think?
It's just you have a strange accent.
Yeah. No, don't think so.
Okay. All right. Hey, by the way, before you leave, Dr. Maxwell, I just had one quick question.
I really don't want to take questions from you because there's a history of things not going so well.
Yeah, that's the question. Yes, I agree with you.
All I wanted to know was how were your holidays?
Oh, they were quite pleasant, actually. I had a wonderful time. Mm-hmm. I made a big Italian meal and had several friends over.
That's great.
Thank you for asking.
Good. I'm glad to know.
You know, you're showing me kindness that I haven't known. This is a 2015 junior. I like
this.
I like this.
We are getting off to a fresh start.
Yes, and I feel comfortable now introducing you to my assistant over here. You can see him in the corner here. He helps me out at my classes at UTD.
Yeah, he's a
TA here.
Young, handsome man.
Yes, he is. So, and George, go ahead. You can meet him, too. This is Nutsack Nate.
Well, that's quite a nickname he's got.
We worked him into the bit.
Hey, Nate, how are you?
He's Vietnamese, but he moved here when he was just a lady boy. I'm sorry, a little boy. And I haven't had my second morning cup of coffee, so I messed up the name. So Nutsack Nate is merely an Americanized pronunciation of the Vietnamese Nut Sack Nate.
Oh, okay, now I understand.
Yes. Okay.
Well, yeah.
I know you guys are up against it, and we've got to get down and get on my moped and head on back to UTD.
Both of you on there.
Nate and America, you might want to switch that nickname to something else.
That's,
there goes Nate.
Thank you guys very much.
Happy Super Bowl. Have a happy Super Bowl. Dr. Carlton Maxwell, 8.